Tidal, Johnson Production Group presents Love on Fire. In a beachfront affluent neighborhood, a fire truck rolls down the road. Thank God for the moment. Inside, a man in his 30s with a stubbly beard is at the wheel. In the passenger seat, another man of similar age, with short cropped black hair and a light beard, bops to the music. Both men smile and gesture at each other in time with the beat. Meanwhile, a 32-year-old woman with shoulder-length blonde hair drives a pickup truck with Washington plates. A blue bandana in her hair, she rocks her head back and forth as she sings along to the same song. Thank God for the moments like this, 'cause I never quite fit anywhere but your arms. And I know that I'm kind of quiet, but the truth is without you. A short time later, the fire truck pulls up to an elementary school. Kids, some holding an adult's hand, all gather excitedly. A couple of them make pumping motions with their arms. The man in the passenger seat of the fire truck smiles broadly.
You want it?
Yeah.
All right.
He presses a button on the dash. Both men jump out of the truck. The man on the passenger side opens a door behind the driver's compartment, lifting a 6-year-old with dark curly hair out.
Ready?
On the other side, the taller man driving the truck also retrieves a little girl, carrying her in his arms. The first man slips his daughter's backpack on her shoulders.
All right.
Have a good day at work, Daddy.
You too.
They exchange high fives and fist bumps, then hug.
On a school, okay?
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good.
The other man lowers the little brown-haired girl into a waiting wheelchair.
I love you, sweetie.
I love you too, Dad.
Have a good day.
Bye.
The man rejoins his partner next to the truck.
Jimbo, let's go.
Let it go. Bye.
The two men climb into the fire truck and pull out to the street. Sometime later, back at the fire hall, several firefighters pump barbells with the garage door open. Jim wheels an old barbecue to the front of the hall, passing his partner.
Say your last goodbye, boys.
See you, girl. Be safe.
Jim maneuvers the barbecue to the entrance of the hall, along with a disassembled baby's crib bearing the name Lizzie. Rolling past the fire hall in her black pickup truck, the blonde woman who had been driving and singing earlier slows to look at the barbecue and crib, both bearing signs saying free. Pulling into the parking lot, she gets out, approaching Jim.
Excuse me.
Hey.
Hey, sorry to bother you, but are you throwing this away?
Yeah, I hate to see her go. She's been a good friend.
She?
Old Betty.
Oh, you name your girls.
Oh, yeah, we've had a lot of good times together, but I just bought a new grill master to replace her.
Well, does old Betty still work?
She's seen better days.
Huh. Grill master 750, compatible with a 20-pound hopper, center barrel ignition. I don't know. Seems kind of cruel to throw a nice old lady like this to the curb. Mind if I take her?
Wow, you know your grills.
Well, I've never named one, but I flipped a burger or two in my time. I'm Gia. Gianna, actually, but Gia for short.
Jim Dunlap. James, actually, but Jim for short.
He motions to boxes in her truck.
He's moving?
I am, yeah, a few blocks over, just doing the last of my moving loads.
Nice. Well, welcome to the neighborhood.
Thank you.
Can I interest you in a Parker Boyle Deluxe 1400 day crib?
Oh, so you name your furniture too, huh?
Lizzie's my daughter. Just thought I would bring it out front here. Seems it will go faster than in front of my house.
Lizzie. That's a cute name.
Cute kid.
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
They exchange smiles.
Anyway, I'm good on cribs.
Mm-hmm.
So, no take backs.
Sure you want to take this? I don't know if you get this thing started again.
Won't get it started again. Want to bet?
Oh, you don't want to do that. I never turn down a bet.
Yeah, me neither. What's our wager?
$10.
$20.
Deal.
You're wrong.
They shake on it.
Well, in that case, I should help you load it up in your truck.
Oh, sure, that'd be great.
Cool. Mo, you want to give me a hand?
Yeah.
She's taking old Betty off her hands.
Oh, lucky gal.
Luckier grill.
Jim and Mo roll the barbecue over to Gia's truck. Gia lowers the tailgate.
Okay, one, two.
And the two men lift the metal grill into her truck bed.
Thank you so much.
Hey, no problem.
Mo rips off the free sign as Jim closes the tailgate.
So what area are you moving into? You say close by, right?
Lakeside.
I'm Lakeside. And the house right next to me just sold, actually.
Seriously?
Always. 20748.
Well, hello, neighbor, literally.
Well, if you ever need any help with your grill or if you ever want to get rid of it, neighbor, just let me know.
Like I said, not likely.
Gia opens the truck driver's side.
Hey, I'm actually having a barbecue at my place this weekend. Be a good way to meet some of the neighbors, maybe some of my colleagues. You should come by.
Yeah, I'd like that.
Great. See you then.
What can I bring?
Yourself.
All right. See you then.
Jim waves as she climbs in. As Jim walks back to the station, Mo asks,
So when are you taking her out to dinner?
It's a new friend.
Ah, new neighbor.
Right.
Mo taps his friend playfully. Mo tosses him two exercise bands. Later, at house number 20748, Gia pulls her truck up a long driveway to a well-maintained, two-level home fashioned after a farmhouse. Along the driveway are immaculate flower beds surrounded by a golf course-quality lawn. To the right is Jim's stately, manor-style home. Smiling to herself, Gia parks her truck and gets out. She looks to her right.
Hello, new neighbor.
She turns to the barbecue, sitting in the back of the truck.
All right. Now, how am I going to get you down?
Later, Gia carries a box into her new kitchen, placing it on the island. Reaching inside, she pulls out a wall-mount coat rack whose metal, wrapped around wood, spells the word home. Her normally cheery expression dims slightly as she puts it down. Outside, a woman with flowing brown hair knocks on the window of the porch door. Gia opens it.
Hi.
Hi. I'm Karen Wagner. I live just down the lake, two houses over. I didn't mean to interrupt, but I just wanted to welcome you to the neighborhood.
That's so sweet of you. And fast.
Oh, yes. Well, these were actually for a bake sale. I made a few extra, so it is a little bit of a cheat.
Well, thank you. I'm Gia, by the way.
Oh. Karen's eyes wander over Gia's shoulder.
Oh, did you want to come in?
I thought you'd never ask.
Karen walks into the kitchen.
Oh, tell me, these aren't to die for. Mm-hmm.
Karen feeds her a chocolate chip cookie.
They are to die for, right? Mm-hmm.
Wow. Oh, I love how open your kitchen is. I would love to get an open concept like this, but it's a little hard to save on a firefighter's salary.
Oh, you're a firefighter.
No, not me. My husband is. I'm a designer. You know, houses and offices. I love color. That is my thing.
She picks up a blue jar.
You have great taste. Well, I was a designer until the company I worked for downsized, and I'm still not working. But, you know, I am thinking of starting my own firm, so that's kind of exciting. But enough about me. Tell me about you. What do? You work?
Yeah, I work
for
the city, Parks Department.
Parks Department? Well, that sounds interesting. Kinda. So what brings you here?
The job, and, well, I needed a change, a fresh start, so to speak.
Break up?
Gia nods.
Something like that.
So why come to the burbs on the lake instead of the city where all the action is? I mean, if I was single, you're single, right? I could tell I would be mowing the grass on the other side of the fence, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, I just got tired of renting, and living lakefront felt like what I needed right now. Plus, the price on the house was right.
Well, you picked a nice neighborhood. Good people. Now, Tyke, that's his nickname. He lives about five doors down. He is a little quirky, but generally harmless. And then there is Liz Hassel. Now, she's a bit of a chatty Cathy, so don't get cornered by her because she will literally suck the life out of you. I am serious. We had this sweet little old man. He lived down the street. He literally died while talking to her. Literally.
Okay, well, I'll be careful. I did meet Jim the other day.
Oh, you did? Oh, Jim's great. He is Mo. That's my husband, his best friend, and they work together.
Oh, well, I met him at the fire hall.
Oh, maybe you saw my Mo then. Big guy, cute. You know, almost as cute as Jim.
Turning away, Gia blushes.
Ah, almost forgot. Fresh breakup. I get it. Men are not on your radar. Well, Jim's a single dad. He has an adorable little daughter named Lizzie, and she's best friends with our daughter, Julia.
Oh, well, maybe you can help me. I'm actually developing a new children's playground for the town. Maybe you can tell me what things are her favorite?
Well, Jim and Lizzie might be able to help you with that. Our Julia, she can't use the children's parks in this town.
Your daughter can't use a children's park? I've never heard of that before.
Oh, Julia has cerebral palsy, and she's still hitting some of her major milestones, but keeping her balance and posture is impossible.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, no need to be sorry. Our Julia is, well, she's perfect in every way. But a typical playground is not made for kids like her.
That's really unfortunate.
It is. Hey, you take your time getting over your breakup and the healing of your heart. And remembering from years gone by, is the worst.
Thank you. I will. And thank you for this warm welcome, really.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's going to be so nice to have a new face around here.
Karen turns to leave.
Oh, Jim is having a barbecue this weekend. You should come.
He actually already invited me.
Did he now? Well, well. Well, all right. I'm not going to poke you about it anymore. Later, Gator.
Bye.
Bye.
Karen slips out the patio door. Later, at the town hall, Gia sits in a man's office. The man, in his 60s, looks at a playground design on a tablet.
I just don't get it.
What's wrong with the normal park?
Well, nothing, except the town already has six. But an inclusion playground, there isn't one.
He rolls his eyes.
Look, do you see the teeter-totter here? It has a seat with a strap. And the swing set will have the same thing.
So, all of it's padded?
Yes, everything is to spec from inclusion playgrounds. It is such a great program, I can't believe more cities and towns aren't doing it.
Well, it's because most town councils think it's too expensive.
Well, with a little outside funding, it actually saves them money.
Oh, is that so? Well, why don't you just draw me up a full perspective and I can take it to council, yeah?
Okay, on it.
But you'll have to find a lot for it.
What about the one that you were considering for the regular playground proposal?
You know, I haven't come up with anything yet.
Oh, okay, well, I've been researching a few, so I can circle back when I figure out which ones work.
Sure.
They stand up.
Hey.
Give me that perspective, yeah?
Great. And the link for this should be in your inbox for further review if you want.
Great. And finally, nice to finally meet you in person. Welcome to town. And to the job.
Thanks, Don.
As Gia walks out, Don sits in his chair, pulling a bottle of pink liquid from a drawer. He takes a swig, making a face. Elsewhere, a woman in her 50s talks on the phone.
I just don't understand why you couldn't have found a house closer to home.
My new job is here, Mom. I wasn't going to commute 8 hours.
Well, then why couldn't you find a job closer to home?
You know, look, honey, I know how hard this has been. And all the more reason you should be close to the people who love you.
My whole world was wrapped around his world, Mom. His friends, everywhere I went, there they were. And I know it was always with the best intentions, but I can't have everyone feeling sorry for me all the time. I needed this.
We just hate to think of you being alone, sweetie.
I know. And I love you and Dad for that, but the truth is, I felt more alone at home. I like it here.
Carrying flowers, Lizzie approaches the patio door.
Mom, hold on a second. I'll call you back, okay?
Love you, sweetheart.
I'm only a phone call away. Don't forget that.
Hanging up, Gia stands.
Well, hello there.
My earrings are for you.
Oh, aren't these beautiful?
My dad helped me pick them.
He did he? Now let me guess. You must be Lizzie.
She nods.
Well, this is very thoughtful of you, Lizzie. I'm Gia. Nice to meet you.
My dad also wanted me to remind you that the barbecue started. Would you like to come?
I sure would. How about I put these in some water, and then you can show me the way. Okay, hold on 2 seconds.
Do you know how to dance?
She dances in place.
Ooh!
1250 square inch, 40-pound hopper, dual intake ignition.
Dual?
It's a thing of beauty, man.
You deserve it.
Thanks.
Thing of beauty indeed, Jimbo.
I'm really gonna have to have a talk with Karen. Mine's 3 years old now.
I thought she was six.
I'm not a daughter, Janelle. Barbecue. Barbecue's 3.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna take these up to the kids. Enjoy.
Jim steps off his lakeside deck with the burgers. He looks up as Lizzie leads Gia down some stairs.
Hey, you made it.
Escorted here by the chair of the neighborhood welcoming committee.
Good job, kiddo. Julia's upstairs playing. She's waiting for you. You wanna take this?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye, Lizzie.
Lizzie carries the tray.
You were right. She's adorable.
And an apple isn't far, far from a tree.
Right. I didn't know what your favorite was, so I just went with my favorite.
Oh, pink lemonade just happens to be my favorite, too.
Oh, good choice, then. Wow, I love your deck. It's like an oasis.
Yeah, the job can be kind of hectic, so it's nice to kind of build a little paradise at home. Hey, everyone, can I get your attention, please? This here is Gianna Summers. She's our new neighbor. Gia, everyone.
Hey, everyone. Hi. All your neighbors firefighters?
Some of them just got off shift, so I invited them over. But for the most part, we're all family.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so glad you made it.
Me too.
Mo!
Mo runs over.
Gia, I want you to meet Mo, my husband. Friends call him Big Mo.
Parents were fans of Three Stooges?
Nailed it. And yes, middle school is brutal.
Well, it is nice to officially meet you, Big Mo. Jim, Mo, and the crew helped load my new girl into my truck at the station.
News a little bit of a stretch.
I'll just wait and see what I can do with her.
Can I get you something? Pink lemonade on the rocks.
Pink lemonade would be great.
Coming up.
Let me guess. Taurus.
Taurus.
Karen's really into astrology. I thought it was kind of weird when we first met, but now I think it's kind of cute.
They nuzzle and kiss.
Well, I am actually a Taurus.
Knew it.
So intuitive.
Okay, enough of the PDA. These two have been married for like 10 years and can't...
12.
13, baby.
I knew that.
13 years and still act like newlyweds.
So are you gonna show me what replaced old Betty?
Yes, I will. Come this way.
Talk to you later.
Hi.
Jim walks Gia to the deck.
So they're your best friends?
Yeah, and a godsend. They help out with Lizzie all the time when I'm on shifts. Mm-hmm. What's the saying?
Takes a village?
Boom. That one.
Jim shows off his dual grill barbecue.
Grill Master 1250, cast iron, 40-pound hopper.
Dual ignition? Whew, she's a beaut. What'd you name her?
New Betty.
How original.
Janelle interrupts.
Got an 1150 myself. 40 burgers at once. Ever seen that before?
The 40 burgers or the grill?
Both.
No, I can't say I have.
Janelle Munson's the name.
Wow, that is a strong handshake.
Jim tell you about her fundraiser?
No, I have not. Janelle, I just met Gia. She's new to me.
Colleague of ours passed away recently. Got a GoFundMe page started for his family. TJ Haslett. Great man. Missed. Any help you can offer would be appreciated.
I am so sorry to hear that. And yes, I will definitely check it out.
Excellent. Got an email?
Yes.
Got a phone?
Yep, I got that too.
Gonna pull it out?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
With one hand holding her drink, Gia fumbles through her purse, handing her phone to Janelle.
And zapped ya. Now my contacts and your contacts. So text me.
Will do. Oh, right now.
Never a better time than the present.
Okay.
Nearby, Lizzie climbs into her toy car while Mo lowers Julia into her wheelchair. Jim, meanwhile, gives Janelle a sample from his grill.
Woo! Holy crow is my middle name.
Hey, what's going on over there?
Don't worry, I got some for you too.
It's not really, it's Barb. Father's mother. Not for barbecue, like one might think.
Jim gives Mo a sample.
These two are my unofficial taste testers.
Oh, you about done yourself this time, Jimbo. Might be the best yet.
Wanna try?
Of course I do.
Gia takes a small bite.
Not bad.
Jim is the 5-year champion.
The champion of what?
Labor Day County Barbecue Contest. Duh.
The most prestigious barbecue contest ever.
Prestigious?
Whatever comes off Jim's grill is off the charts, amazingly, exquisitely, mouth-wateringly great.
They brag about it a lot.
Well, it is good. Curious, have you ever thought of adding a little cinnamon? Sometimes I even go a step further and I dice up some lime, stick them in the foil, gives it that extra perfect kick.
Oh, you know your grills.
Yeah, I've been told I'm not bad. Especially with vegetables.
Vegetables?
Oh.
Interesting.
Do you guys make your own sauce?
Is it sky blue?
Okay, well, you got me there. It's usually Mr. Stubbs for me.
From a jar?
Oh.
Okay, hold on. Don't give the lady a hard time. Clearly she's confident about her grilling.
I sure am.
You smell that, Mo?
Mo sniffs his armpits.
I smell a challenge.
Oh, you sure do.
Okay.
Did you tell Jim about the children's playground you're building? She works for the city.
I wanted to talk to you about that. After our chat the other day, I made some changes to the proposal. It's now an inclusion playground.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I spent all last night researching, and I flipped the proposal entirely.
Wow. Sounds like a pretty awesome thing. I mean, Julie would absolutely love that.
Well, consider her the inspiration behind the changes. My boss, Don Hamilton, is reviewing it right now.
Don Hamilton.
Jim looks down. Janelle rolls her eyes.
What, we're not fans of Don's?
Not that we're not fans of Don, but...
Speak for yourself, Jimbo. All Don cares about is who can put the most dollars in his pocket.
Really? How so?
Well, we've been trying to get him to give us approval to build a gym for our firefighters in our back lot behind the station, but it's been 2 years, and every time we think we're getting approval, there's more red tape, like he likes to put it.
So don't count on your park, is all I'm saying. Unless, of course, you got a major donation for his mayor candidacy.
Or a snack stash. Man's a glutton for the snacks. What? He loves to snack.
Well, maybe I can try and help. Any chance I could come by and check out the parking lot?
How's Monday?
It's a date.
Great. Well, let's get this barbecue started before the food gets cold, right?
All right.
That's good.
As they mingle with other guests, a sign hangs from the deck rafters. Welcome to the lake. Don Hamilton emerges from a boardroom carrying an open bag of chips.
Hi, Gia. What can I do for you?
I just wanted to say how excited my team is about the inclusion playground.
Don stares blankly.
Oh, right. Yes, I'm going to need that prospectus.
Yes, we are working on it.
They walk.
So, hey, I met some of the crew from our local fire station, and they mentioned something about needing a gym. For the firefighters, something about their parking lot.
Oh, no, that's our parking lot. You know, city property. They already have plenty of real estate for that fancy new renovated fire hall of theirs. So.
See. Curious why that land wouldn't work for them, though. As it's not being used, is there another bid on it or something?
Another bid? There's plenty of bids.
Oh, I see.
Standing in front of three bins, garbage, compost, and waste, Don tosses his chip bag into compost. He finds his poster on the ground.
But our land for the playground, that's safe, right?
Look, everyone is bidding on everything all the time. Nothing's in the bag.
Oh, okay. I thought that was a done deal. I thought it was about assigning a lot.
Gia, look, I'm going to be straight with you, okay? It's all about the funding. You get me the funding... and I'll get you the land for your,
inclusion playground.
The inclusion program, that's right.
Okay, well, how much? How much to guarantee it?
$100K.
Seriously?
Oh, the good news is I'm assigning you to it, right? So nothing's going to stop you from raising the money.
Right. Okay, well, what about the firefighters then? Maybe I could take that on as well, help them with their fundraising? I mean, we all know they're underfunded.
Isn't everyone?
But would it be okay to help them?
You know, as long as you make a point of letting the chief know.
The fire chief?
Yeah. That we're making effort to help them.
Gia smiles politely.
Here, have a poster.
Don hands Gia one of his election posters as he leaves. Later, just as one of the fire trucks pulls out of the station, Gia drives her pickup truck into the parking lot. Just outside the station, a man wearing a fireman's uniform with a light beard and glasses talks into a radio.
All right, people, stay safe out there.
He approaches Gia as she climbs out of her truck.
Oh.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm looking for Jim. I'm guessing this is a bad time.
No, he's not on this call. Chief Reed.
Gia, I'm Jim's new neighbor.
Oh, nice to meet you. He's around back.
Oh, great. Don Hamilton from Parks and Rec.
What about him?
He's my boss, and he actually has given me permission to help you guys with the gym you've been needing.
Oh, he did he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he wanted me to let you know.
I bet he did. Listen, any help you can offer, we'd greatly appreciate. I'll lead the way.
Great, just let me grab something.
Opening her truck door, she retrieves a paperback book before following Chief Reed inside.
So how long have you been working for Don Hamilton?
I actually just started.
Towards the back of the fire hall, Jim spars with Mo.
Jim! You got a visitor.
Oh, look who it is.
Hey. You gonna drop off old Betty?
I'd just roll over to your place if that was the case. I actually came by because I wanted to share some good news and to give you this.
A barbecue recipe book.
Huh?
As a thank you for the invite the other day. It was so nice getting to know your friends and everyone in the neighborhood.
A cookbook for the grill. Jim should be making his own book for the grill.
Hey, I'm the prize, Janelle. I'm the prize.
Zip it, Barbie.
Janelle punches Mo's sparring mitts.
Well, anyway, Good news is, my boss gave me permission to help you guys out.
Really?
Yeah. Be honest, it felt a little bit like a consolation prize for the fact that he still isn't guaranteed the playground proposal.
He didn't guarantee it, but that's your boss and it's a city project.
Sounds like it's about the money.
Again, about the money.
Yeah, so I guess I'm gonna have to do some fundraising to guarantee it.
Well, whatever help you need, you can count us in.
Thank you. I will. So, your gym, tell me about it.
It's cold and concrete.
And non-existent, as you can see.
We lost the gym when we did our renovations, and we haven't had one since. And as you can see, we've been making do with makeshift spots around here.
And a local gym that won't suffice?
Pilates studio count?
Where Mo's a regular.
And the Pop's a woman.
Should be.
The answer's no. We don't have a local gym. The closest one is the next town over.
Okay, and so this is the parking lot that you want to do it in?
Yeah, that's right.
Why didn't you do it in the renovation?
It's officially the city's land, and we don't have approval. Needed this space for our trucks and essential gear.
Why didn't you get approval? That seems so odd, no?
You could say maybe it's an old rift between the firefighters and Don Hamilton. It's his third year running for mayor, and the chief won't give him our support. He thinks that's the reason why he keeps losing.
I see.
Yeah.
You know, Karen actually made the designs for the gym, which we might never get.
With a color palette that includes turquoise that I hope we never see.
Hey, Karen likes turquoise, a color which could actually complement your charming personality, I might add.
Hey.
But I'm sure Karen would just love to help you with your designs if you needed her to.
Yeah, at the very least, we can help you out with the inclusion part, fundraising for it. We love what you're doing, and it's for a good cause, and it's well needed. We'd love to get behind it.
Thank you. That's amazing. And I'll poke around and see if I can get you guys your gym.
Joining forces. I don't like this.
On one condition. The challenge.
Oh, barbecue challenge.
That's right. We still need to talk about what...
What? Oh, you gotta go.
Yeah, of course. We'll talk.
Hopefully sooner than later.
Jim and other firefighters spring into action.
Come this way.
Moments later, the fire truck leaves the station. Back at her house, Gia stands at the kitchen island while Karen, sitting on the living room couch, paints her nails using an array of bright-colored nail polish.
So, do you have any ideas?
I do. Dawn gave me approval for a 10K race, and the city's gonna help promote it.
Ooh, well, I've never been much of a runner, but hey, I'll try anything once.
Thank you.
Did you see the movie Promising Young Woman?
Mm-hmm.
Inspo for the nails.
Karen's multicolored nails.
Speaking of inspiration, I wanted to ask you, when you first told me about your idea for the park, and I told you about Julia having CP, I felt like maybe you have a connection to it, or you're familiar, maybe you know someone.
Yeah, you're right, I am familiar with it.
Hey, let me do yours next.
Sure, why not?
Karen opens a bright orange color.
My sister-in-law, ex-sister-in-law, she has cerebral palsy.
Ex-sister-in-law, still a sensitive subject, I get it.
The point is, you really helped me focus. You know, this park, it's important. It's important to the community and you, and it's important to me. It's something that I needed to do to give back.
Thank you, that really means a lot.
Gia smiles warmly.
Okay, funding. This is good, but it won't get us to our goal. Let me think on this. Oh, the firefighters have their annual calendar shoot. Maybe I could talk to the chief. See if we can build a lot more publicity this year. We could bring in a lot more money.
That would be killer.
Oh, speaking of which, I totally thought that was going to happen in the movie, didn't you? But like at the beginning of the movie, not at the end. Whoa, that was really hard. Such a good movie. Important, really hard to watch at the end, but needed.
Gia lifts her hand.
Keep going.
Oh, trending on TikTok. Let's do pink.
The water laps gently behind the beachfront homes. Walking out to her front garden, Gia carries flowers ready to plant when she spots Jim sparring with his daughter in their yard.
Keep your hands up. Hands up, right?
Lizzie punches Dad's outstretched hands. Smiling, Gia puts her plants down.
Okay, practicing your punch. I'm going to get the mitts, okay?
Gia approaches Lizzie, who is the picture of concentration, as she swings, ducks, and bobs using her bright red boxing gloves.
Hey, Lizzie, what you doing?
Boxing.
Nice. Every girl should know self-defense. Let's see what you got.
Lizzie spars using Gia's hands.
Oh, duck, okay. Yeah, hard. Duck, nice. Whoa, yeah. Oh.
Boxing, gardening, making people feel good in the community. You're expert at everything?
Ah, well, you see, there's this saying, if you can't handle the heat...
Get out the kitchen.
no pun intended.
Jim pulls out his phone.
Yep, it's time for your session with Miss Kimball, honey. Let's do one more, and then we'll go, okay? Ready? Let's go.
Jim wears sparring mitts, which Lizzie punches with her gloves.
Good job.
They share their special fist bump handshake.
Bye, Gia.
Bye, sweetheart.
Yeah, it's an online Zoom thing.
Oh, nice. What kind of class?
Oh, it's not a class. It's therapy.
Oh.
Nothing serious, you know. Seems like having a dad who's a firefighter has created some anxiety. You know, nightmares here and there.
That's tough.
You know, TJ Haslett, who worked with us, he was a close family friend. And losing him was hard on everyone, right? Especially Lizzie. She's been quiet about it, so I think she's having a difficult time. Scared she might lose her dad.
Yeah. Well, you have a very dangerous job.
Yeah.
And I guess there's no way to be a firefighter without going to the fires.
Unless you're the chief, he usually stays behind.
Right, but guessing it takes a long time to climb that ladder, so to speak.
Funny you mentioned that. I actually just got offered a position yesterday.
What? No way.
Yeah, Chief Reed's retiring.
That's incredible. When do you start?
Oh, no, I'm not gonna take it. No, I feel like I should owe the crew to stick around. We're kind of a tight-knit unit, so... Huh.
With a feisty smile, Gia pulls off her denim jacket.
Oh, you wanna...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you mean business. The jacket came off.
Of course I mean business.
I don't know. I don't see how hard you hit here, sister.
Gia swings her fists.
Oh, and by the way, thanks for the cookbook. I read it twice already.
You did you? Okay, so you learned a few tricks you didn't know you didn't know?
Not necessarily, but I did get some inspiration from my own cookbook.
Which we have established will not include vegetables. Hey, that reminds me, we need to talk about our barbecue bet.
I said a three at the end of that combo.
Okay.
They swap positions.
The barbecue bet.
Gia resumes swinging.
I mean, unless you're backing out.
Backing out from a challenge?
Yeah.
Not a chance.
Okay. Well, we need some ground rules.
Okay.
Homemade barbecue sauce.
But aren't you the jar lady?
I know, but I'm going to learn how to make my own, you know, new horizons.
I like that. Agreed.
Okay, but same meat. Apples to apples.
No vegetables?
Maybe a few.
All right. So when are we starting this?
Few weeks. Gives me some time to get the new grill all fixed up.
You mean my old grill?
Hey, old Betty is mine now.
Good luck with that. Oh.
You know, I'm actually not bad at fixing things. Notice your porch light flickers, but it's not the bulb. It's an electrical problem.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Let me know if you want me to take a look at it. You know where to find me.
Dropping her gloves, Gia picks up her jacket and leaves. Smiling, Jim watches her for a moment, then collects his gloves before heading inside. Later, working in the sun on her backyard deck below her house, Gia uses a screwdriver to remove a plate on the hood of her barbecue. Using a rag, she wipes dirt from a hole under the plate. Jim, wearing sunglasses, carries Lizzie piggyback style, walking downstairs to the deck.
Hi, you gonna help me? Working.
Jim checks out her restored barbecue, then watches as Gia hands a screwdriver to Lizzie.
Lizzie, I got this super long one for you, okay? Okay, now you can get it.
They high-five, then Jim pitches in to help reattach the thermometer. Later, while Gia stands on her deck, talking on her phone, Jim plays soccer with Lizzie in their backyard. Jim looks over at Gia, who waves cheerfully. Hanging up her phone, she then steps off her deck and walks over to join in on the soccer game, kicking the ball through the grass with Lizzie and Jim. The ball bounces to one side of the yard. Gia runs to it, then prepares to pass the ball to Lizzie. Later, they all lie on deck chairs in the sun before sharing a meal on Jim's deck.
So who are your friends at school?
Alexander.
Who's Alexander?
He's about to get married to me.
You're going to marry?
You know he's going to marry? Who's Alexander?
He's a friend at my school. He's five.
Did you know that?
No, I need to meet this guy. Rewind. Back that up. Well, you didn't tell me.
I went over to him and I said, hi, what's your name? And then he said, Dad.
Later, Jim works to tie up Lizzie's hair.
It's too tight.
I'm sorry.
There's too many bumps.
Almost got it.
Maybe Gia could help.
Emma makes you think she could do a better job than me.
She can box better than you and she can grill better than you.
Oh, she can now, can she?
I bet she's a good mom.
Except she has no kids.
And I'll bet she'll be a good mom.
Lifting Lizzie off his lap, Jim plunks her on the couch next to him.
I bet you wish you had a mom, don't you?
All my friends do.
I know.
You're the best dad in the world, just sometimes I just wish for that.
Oh, come here.
Jim pulls Lizzie into his arms.
Let me look at you. Hold on. I think I've mastered the bun.
I guess it'll work, but next time you have to work on a YouTube video for Bake. Don't forget, you promised.
All right.
They high-five, fist bump, and dab playfully.
All right, let's get you going.
As they get up, Jim grabs Lizzie's backpack.
Braids, huh?
Later, Chief Reed guides one of the fire trucks as it backs into the station. Motioning by crossing his arms, the truck stops. Jim, Mo, and Janelle climb out wearing their fire gear.
How'd it go, boys?
What am I, chop liver?
People? How'd it go, people?
Better, thank you.
They had some old Christmas lights kept up.
Yeah, luckily we got there in the nick of time and no lives were lost. House is wet, but it's saved.
Oh, good job, fellas.
Seriously.
The chief points at Janelle.
Folks, good job, folks. Jim, you got a minute?
Yeah.
Mo and Janelle walk away.
So you put any more thought into filling my boots?
Those are some big boots to fill, chief.
Yeah, well, 30 years and they're tired. I want to play with my grandchildren while I still got the energy. As you know, my retirement party is the same day as the Labor Day barbecue. I gotta know before then.
I know. I'm still thinking about it.
Yeah, I can see that. You're hesitant. And I don't know why. You're a born leader.
Thanks, Chief.
Wearing a solemn expression, Jim heads for the change room, where Mo is preparing to take off his heavy firefighter jacket.
Hey. What's that about?
Nothing.
Right. So how's it going with the new neighbor?
Good. She's been really keen about this competitive grilling thing.
Lady likes a challenge and barbecue. Sounds like a lady for Jim Dunlap.
Don't start that.
Hey, let me ask you something. When is the last time you went on a date?
A date?
Yeah. You know, sitting with a pretty lady, passing the time.
Every morning, evening, and little time in between. Her name is Lizzie.
You know what your problem is?
I have a lot, and I'm pretty sure you're gonna tell me some more.
You think you have to do this alone?
This?
Parenting. Life. But you don't.
I know, that's why I got you and Karen.
You know we're always here for you. Family. But I'm just saying, maybe it's time to let your walls down. And let someone in. For your and Lizzie's sake.
And you think it's that competitive blonde girl next door?
You got against blonde girls?
Nothing. I know they have fun, but I just never dated one, is all I'm saying.
Even more reason to try new things.
Anyways, I gotta get going. I gotta get my stuff ready for my class tomorrow.
Class?
Yeah, barbecue saucing, the fundraiser for the park.
Ah, wish I could make it, but I'm actually on shift tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Is Gia gonna be there?
No, why would Gia be gone?
Because
this love is on fire!
Mo drops to his knee, stretching out his arm, waving his hands in front of Jim's face.
Yeah, you need some singing lessons.
Yes. No.
Stop.
Somebody call the fire department. La, la. Because this love is so hot. Ooh, ooh. Ah,
gotta put that fire out.
Leave me alone, bro.
Mo chases Jim back into the fire hall. Elsewhere, Gia power walks along a street, talking on the phone to her mom.
You're so good.
I am.
And out of breath. What are you doing?
Speed walking in the neighborhood. Trying to get in shape for a marathon fundraiser I'm putting on.
For work?
Yeah.
So how's the neighborhood?
It's lovely, actually. I didn't think I'd fall into this place so easily.
Fall into this place?
Sounds like you've made a few friends then.
I have. Mom, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. I'm just trying to get this living room clean and get your father off his butt.
So, my neighbor's really nice. A father, really, really sweet little girl.
Single parent?
Is he divorced?
I'm assuming. I haven't asked.
Is he handsome?
Yeah. Yeah, he is, actually. Hey, Mom, can I call you back?
Yeah, sure, honey. Have fun.
Gia's mom turns to her husband.
Handsome neighbor, she said.
Gia spots a poster taped to a signpost, Jim Dunlap's barbecue class. Meanwhile...
Hello, my name is Jim Dunlap, and I'm a firefighter here at Maple Plains Fire Department, as many of you may know, but my real job is teaching this barbecue class.
Folks gathered in the courtyard laugh.
This here is my daughter and sous chef, Lizzie.
I'm 6 years old.
She's 6 years old. Now, making your own barbecue sauce is a lot easier than you think, but it bears these skills that reward with fortitude, patience, and lots of ribs.
Gia!
Hey, you!
Well, well, well. Look who it is.
Jim Dunlap's barbecue class? Now, how could I pass that up? See, I have this little competition coming up. I could use a few pointers.
Right. Well, luckily for you, we have an open spot. Have a seat.
Excellent.
So everyone has all their ingredients that they love and hold dear?
Yes.
Let's get this show started, shall we?
Lizzie joins Gia at a picnic table.
Hey, Lizzie.
Hey.
Can you show me where the ingredients are?
Sure.
Come on, this way.
This way?
Okay.
A table of condiments.
All right, what should I start with?
Probably the vinegar. The vinegar has the most, so it can do the powders.
That's an excellent idea, vinegar. Okay.
Because then, if you want to be like that.
Later.
So next, I like to add a little molasses.
Pouring some into his saucepan.
It's more Kansas City style. Gives it a little tanginess. Then I like to add a little garlic.
Lizzie and Gia stir their pots.
Some black pepper.
He pinches some in.
And some salt.
Don't forget the onion powder.
Right.
Gia bursts out laughing.
Onion powder. Thank you, sous chef. And mix that up. So I want to walk around and check everybody's sauces.
Jim approaches Gia and Lizzie's table.
What about a little paprika, chef?
I'm not really a big fan.
All right, well, dare I suggest lime?
See, I prefer the lime as a rub so that it burns into the smoke.
Yeah, but if you sear the sauce on the meat, it becomes tacky. Won't that diffuse the lime rather than having it smoked into it?
Well, it's a matter of taste.
All right. Well, you are going to taste mine.
Yours? No way.
Yeah.
Leaning forward, Jim reluctantly licks Gia's outstretched spoon.
It's good, right?
I mean, it's all right.
Okay, Lizzie, you try it.
Lizzie climbs up, licking her lips. Gia pops the spoon into her mouth.
Yum!
Hey, teammate, you're not supposed to say yum. You know I'm gearing up to have a barbecue off with her, right?
She's gonna beat you, Dad.
Jim's face twists into a scowl as Gia smiles smugly.
Do you have to go?
No, I'm not on shift right now. Jim, we got a structure fire. Gonna need you on this one.
Do you mind watching Lizzie for me?
Yeah, of course.
I'll see you when I get home, okay?
Be safe, Daddy.
I will.
Tossing his apron aside, Jim joins Chief Reed as they head to the fire hall. Lizzie, meanwhile, crumples tearfully into Gia's arms. Jim and Mo follow Janelle into the change room, where everyone begins to pull on their fire gear. Chief Reed walks in.
Guys.
Now joined by another member of the crew, they all pull on their heavy pants, jackets, and fire helmets before rushing out to the truck. The chief pats them on the back as they pass. The fire truck barrels down a residential street. Later, over at Jim's house, Lizzie sits at the kitchen counter eating while Gia cuts vegetables.
Wow, that was good.
Pasta, parm, butter, and veggies. It's one my mom used to serve me when I was your age. It was my favorite.
It's my favorite now, too. What's your mom's name?
Jean Margaret, but we call her Jean for short.
Is she nice like you?
She is. And your mom?
She's not here anymore.
Hey, look at the time. We better get you ready for bed.
Did you hear from my dad yet?
No, sweetie, not yet. Hey, but listen. I know your daddy has a dangerous job, but he is a very skilled man. Very well trained. And he's with your Uncle Mo, who's the same. Your dad is very brave, just like you are when you're waiting for him when he's out on a job. And I can't imagine what you're thinking, but you don't have anything to worry about, okay? I promise.
That's what my Aunt Karen always says, too.
Good. Let's get you upstairs, and how about I give you a piggyback?
Lizzie nods excitedly.
Okay.
Gia walks to the other side of the counter.
All aboard.
Lizzie climbs on Gia's back.
Whew, here we go.
Time passes as night falls, then the sun rises on a new day. With the early morning light reflecting off the water, Gia sits wrapped in a blanket, sleeping peacefully in a chair on Jim's deck. A baby monitor sits on the table next to her as Jim walks out onto the deck.
Hey.
Gia's eyes flutter open.
Hi. So sorry, I must have dozed off. What time is it?
Early, I think. 6:30.
She reaches for the baby monitor.
Looks like she's still asleep.
Yeah, normally doesn't wake up till around 7 or so. Oh, there.
Jim pulls another blanket from his chair back, wrapping it around Gia.
Always double up. On the water.
Thank you.
Drink.
Oh, private stash, huh?
Oh, of course.
He pulls two pink drinks from a cooler.
Cheers.
Cheers.
After clinking, they both take a sip.
So, how was she?
She was an angel. Honestly, Jim, she was an absolute pleasure to watch.
No, thank you. I really appreciate it. Normally Mo and Karen take her, but this just made things a little, well, less chaotic.
Yeah, I bet. How was it, the call?
It was a big one. It was an apartment building.
Everyone okay, though?
Unfortunately, no. There was a man in one of the top floors who was sedated, but it's unclear if it was because of the smoke or medication. He didn't wake up. And Mo, he tried his hardest, but it wasn't possible in the end.
I'm so sorry. How's Mo?
Broken leg, maybe. He's still at the hospital.
He broke his leg?
One of the floorboards gave away, but he's safe. And that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Gia instinctively reaches for the two rings on her necklace.
I never noticed those before. Those rings? Your parents?
No, they're mine. My husband's. The reason I moved out here, I bought a house and I started over, is my husband, he passed.
So sorry, Gia.
Yeah, it was cancer. We had only been married a few months. We were just starting to look at houses when he got the news. And 4 months later, he was gone. Anyway, after over a year of living in that apartment, I just couldn't do it anymore. His friends and his family. I realized that I couldn't move on because they couldn't move on. And they couldn't move on because they didn't think that I could move on.
Yeah. Grief is cruel, man. It fools you into thinking you have the upper hand. You know, you have these moments where you feel normal, you can breathe. And then out of nowhere, it just snatches the breath right out of you again. Lizzie's mom, she died while giving birth to her.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I had no idea, I just thought you were divorced.
Wouldn't that have been easier, right? It was a blood disorder, nothing we knew about. Doctor said there was nothing more that we could have done. But
that's so terrible.
But just like you, I wanted a fresh start. So me and Lizzie were originally from New York. And that's where she was born. And I met Mo at a firefighter training course we took back east. And it was actually him who convinced me to come here. So I picked up and moved.
That's very brave of you. Must be so hard being a single parent.
It is. It's a lot of responsibility. And you know, most parents want to give their child what they're lacking. And in my case, it's a mom. A woman in her life that's all hers.
Maybe one day. I used to say you won't find the perfect match.
Who's to say everyone is right? Man, tonight really hit home. Put in perspective that I'm all she's got, you know?
It has been so nice getting to know you and Lizzie, Jim. You are an exceptional dad. You're a brave firefighter, and you've been a really great friend. You've made me feel happy. Which I didn't think was going to be possible again.
Smiling gently, Jim offers his hand. Smiling back, Gia takes it. Jim and Mo work to move fire hoses from one rack to another.
You quiet?
Yeah, I know.
Come on, man. What's going on? I know you well enough to see you're thinking on something.
All right, well, I was thinking about you, actually.
Thanks, man. You know I love you, but...
No, not like that. It was just the other night when you busted your leg. It brought back memories about TJ when you lost him.
Yeah.
Just showed me how close we live on the edge, you know?
Well, just a busted up leg here, so... You're all good.
Yeah, but it could have been worse than that, man.
Always can be. But it's just part of life being a firefighter, right?
Yeah. Chief offered me the job.
To be the new chief?
Yes, that's amazing.
You know, not surprising. I always knew when the time came, you would be the choice. That's why the contemplative look. You know, you're supposed to be happy, right?
Because we're first responders, man. We respond to the most dangerous things imaginable. And you've always had my back as much as I've always had your back. Especially when things went south. I just wouldn't feel comfortable sending you out there without me. I'm not taking a job.
You're not taking the job. Jim. I know you're scared. I get that. We are all scared. All of us. Everyone in this world. It's life. But let me ask you something. What would be the best part of being chief?
Best part would probably be the worst part, I guess.
Being chief would take you out of the frontline aspect of the job, sure. But it would also put you where I know you need to be. In a leadership role, and in a spot where you, as a lone father, are safer.
You'll never let me down, Jim. You're my best friend.
It would be my honor to have you as my boss.
Come here.
As Mo holds out his hand, Jim takes it. Mo pulls it in for a hug.
Jeez.
My bad. That got your shirt wet.
Well, as long as you didn't wet your pants, we were all good.
Meanwhile, Gia sits in Don Hamilton's office.
So, are you coming?
Well, when is this again?
Saturday.
Saturday, huh? So why are there kids in wheelchairs?
Because we're raising money for an inclusion playground. Children with disabilities.
Oh. Oh, right. Yeah. Sorry, senior moment. No, I don't think I'll be able to make it. Having lunch with the Sherwin cable suppliers.
Sherwin, I only know of the developers. Is it the same family?
Yeah, it is.
Ah. Curious why you'd be meeting with them. I mean, what does Parks and Rec have to do with cable suppliers / condo developers?
Oh, wow. I'm with a nosy Nelly.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, None of my business. I was just curious.
Actually, I've been meaning to talk to you about it. As you probably well know, I'm running for mayor, you know?
Yes, I know.
Well, I was hoping for your support.
But yes, of course, yeah, you have it.
Well, that's great.
Happy to put up some flyers, hand them out at the race, no problem. But you know what might be really helpful? Is if you actually came, showed your face, showed the community you're behind building such a playground.
Yeah, well.
Even some of the firefighters will be there since I'm helping to get their very much needed gym greenlit.
Firefighters, huh? Well, look, I know you're trying to help them.
Did you know that they lost a firefighter earlier this year? And just the other day, one of them risked his life at that apartment building fire on North Street. They're frontline workers, Don. They really need a place to work out in.
Yeah, and Chief Reed knows what he needs to do to get that green light.
So this is about your political agenda and not city ethics?
No. This is about you doing your job. So how about you go out and get that funding, and I'll get you the land for it.
Wait, you found a spot?
I haven't had a chance to tell you, have I? Well, your prospectus was great. They approved. So now it just comes down to the money and my final A-OK for the land.
That is great. Now, what about the firefighters?
Now, I know you're just trying to help them out, but like I've said before, if the firemen want their land, they know what they have to do. Now, I've got a lot of work to do, so you get your funding, and I'll get your park.
Okay.
Cheese bar.
Beaming, Gia takes one from his bowl.
Delish.
Gia strides out of Don's office as he munches on a cheese puff. Outside Jim's house, Gia works on a light fixture.
Were you an electrician in your past life, too?
Oh, I might have been. I actually learned this stuff from my dad. He made his living as a fix-it man.
Ooh, sounds like my kind of guy.
Yeah, you'll like him. You know, if he's around and you're around. I have a favor to ask you.
Oh, depends what that favor is.
I couldn't help but notice your name on some medals at the fire station. You know, 5K, 10K races.
She noticed my medals. Well, I may have been known for running as much as barbecuing. A lot of our fundraisers for the fire department were runs. So.
Gia unfurls her poster.
Help me train for mine, or at least give me some pointers.
Ever run a 10K?
Walked.
Later, emerging from her house, Gia wears a coral athletic top and gray lycra pants with her blonde hair tied in a ponytail. Jogging to the end of the driveway, she meets Jim, wearing the same colors.
Oh, wow.
Great minds think alike.
Did you do the stretches I told you to do?
All of them. How far are we going today?
Until you can't take another step.
Well, then we still have to get back.
Well, that's how we train. 10K is around 6 miles. Doesn't seem like much, but it'll push you to your limit. You'd be lucky if you do 2 miles today.
Okay. Feeling lucky. Let's go.
Jim follows Gia down the street.
It's starting to rain.
It's just a little rain cloud. It'll pass. Pacing is the most important thing. You want your body to get a rhythm. But keep pushing yourself more than you think. And when your endorphins kick in, that'll set your pace. The last 3 kilometers will gradually kick it up a notch.
All right. Well, what's your pace? Is this working for us?
Naturally, mine's a little faster than this.
Picking up her pace, Gia sprints ahead.
I'm just saying, you'll never keep up this pace.
Mm-hmm.
As Gia takes off, Jim runs to catch her. Later, cherry blossoms drift onto green grass. Gia and Jim collapse under the canopy of a tree's branches onto a blanket of pink blossoms.
Nice try.
I had you.
This is not a 40-yard dash.
I just wanted to see what you had in you.
Have you always been this competitive?
Well, my mom said that when she was in labor with me, the doctor told her she'd be in labor for 5 hours, and I forced myself out in 15 minutes.
They prop on their elbows.
You're one to talk, Mr. Winner of the Barbecue Contest, 5 years in a row.
Oh, speaking of which, we still need to set our date for a grill-off.
Sauce-off.
Right. It's a sauce-off now. Well, if you're going to be using limes, you'll never beat me. Just saying.
Well, I just learned that you don't like to lose, so I keep pushing back the date so I don't have to hurt your feelings.
I don't want you to hurt my feelings either. Something tells me neither of us do.
So, maybe we take it slow. Carefully.
Yeah. Well, we'll take the jog. Slow.
Jim leans over and gives Gia a gentle kiss. Smiling, she springs to her feet.
Okay. Come on. We're in training.
We? You're in training.
Oh, what? Afraid you can't keep up, Slowpoke?
She takes off.
Almost like that?
Jim jumps to his feet, chasing her across a park. Sometime later, Karen lounges on Gia's deck, sampling a fruit plate while Gia works on the barbecue.
Mmm. Oh, this is good. You are good.
Right? He's not going to know what's coming. Hand me the smaller Phillips.
After scanning Gia's toolbox, Karen hands over a screwdriver.
Thank you.
So, you and Jim?
Me and Jim what?
Dinners together. You fixing his light, him going on runs with you. Come on, spill the details.
There's nothing to dish.
Well, if you ask me.
Which I didn't.
You look good together.
I think.
And he's a Pisces. This is a perfect astrological match. Plus Lizzie, oh, she adores you. She can't stop talking about you, in fact. All right, I'm not going to poke around anymore, but maybe it is time to think about opening your heart again. Seems like Jim is ready.
Has Jim ever dated anyone since you've known him?
Not really. A few setups here and there, but nothing really stuck. You know, I mean, most of them, they were really into him, but I think a lot of the time he felt like they were maybe more interested in being a mother to Lizzie, and it's not a good enough reason to date. Love, first and foremost, has to be present. You know, with a vision of companionship and mutual interests. So?
Karen sits on her chair's armrest.
What about you? Do you feel like maybe you're ready to move on? Maybe you could be ready to open your heart again to love?
I think I already have.
Karen gets up and does a happy dance before sitting back down.
Stop! You're silly! Sit down! And that works with you!
Oh, that makes me so happy! Oh, I have been looking into some more fundraising ideas.
Oh, great.
The State Alliance for Firefighters are giving special funding to whoever wins the Labor Day barbecue contest this year.
Wait, the infamous Labor Day barbecue contest? Mm-hmm. Well, Jim's a 5-time champion. It's in the bag.
Yeah, but you know, anyone can enter, though.
And?
So I entered you in the contest. Barbecue!
You did what?
Come on! It's going to be so much fun. It's the chief's retirement party. It's going to be a blast. You know, plus Mo and Janelle and a bunch of the others are doing it, too. Oh, and I have heard that, you know, love grows stronger with a little competition, don't you know?
Oh, does it now?
And we're all fundraising, right? This could be a way to get a little extra money for the playground if you win. Oh, and a great opportunity to gloat, huh?
All right, I'll do it. Jim and I have our own little contest going on, so this can be it.
Perfect. Oh, and I spoke to the chief about the annual firefighters calendar shoot.
Okay, I need to get you on payroll. I have never met someone who gets so much stuff done.
It's a go. Proceeds from this year's calendar will go to the inclusion playground.
But what about the firefighters gym?
Oh, it'll be a 50-50 kind of deal, so half of what we sell.
Are we doing pre-orders?
Oh, already on it. 'Cause I never
could quite fit. Hey, everybody, let's get together. Gentlemen, all the helmets on, please. Yeah, fantastic. Even you. And the hose, too. Good, good, good.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Cheech, get in there.
No. My calendar days are over. It's okay.
Oh, hardly.
Yeah. Big smiles, everyone. Cute. Big smiles. Yeah, excellent.
Julia and Lizzie smile as Mo does funny poses with Jim.
Back and back.
Fantastic.
Resulting photographs show the joyous crew along with a white dog with black spots.
It's so good.
Girls, center around the dog a little bit more.
Keep the helmet on.
Gia and Karen look on as the photographer focuses on the three little girls petting the dog. Then the girls all wear firemen's helmets as the men stand behind them.
There it is. Nice. And we can do it. Awesome. Yeah. Yeah, you
got it. Mo poses with Janelle. Mo stands with his brown-haired daughter while Jim poses with Lizzie. I used to feel empty. When I'm with you, I'm here to stay. Later, Gia finds Jim in the fire hall chatting with Chief Reed.
There you are. That was great.
Yeah, I think I had the arm workout of a lifetime. Lizzie's small, but she's solid.
Well, thank you so much.
Well, you better thank Chief.
Thank you, Chief Reed. Really.
You're welcome. Julia, she's family, so we do what we gotta do. And some good news, we raised more money than expected.
From the pre-sales?
Well, the calendar shoot and the State Alliance of Firefighters, they donated as well.
Really?
Yeah. I guess they wanted to honor my retirement and bring in the new chief, whoever that might be, with a little more energy.
Mo and Janelle appear.
You got a PSC.
Wanna ride with?
Oh, no, I wouldn't want to get in the way of an emergency.
No, I wouldn't suggest if it was. Come on. It was the last time we rode in the back of a fire truck.
Never? What about Lizzie?
She's a play date with Julia.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah, all right.
They head to the fire truck. Moments later.
If it's not an emergency, why are you using the siren?
Keeps us sharp. Trust me, this is half our emergency speed. Having fun?
Yeah, a lot of fun.
With Janelle at the wheel, Mo leans over from the passenger seat.
You're getting married.
Don't jump, sweetie. Don't
outside
jump,
a home, a woman
there.
Pleads with her cat on a balcony.
Good girl. Oh, no, don't move. Oh, Mommy's called for help. Just wait. Stay there.
The curly redhead in her 50s turns around as Jim, Mo, Janelle, and Gia climb out of the fire truck.
Thank you. Thank you so much for coming. Her name is Streisand. Big fan. She's going to have a comeback. She's up there. You've got to get her.
This is Betty Ann. She works over at the bakery over on 6th.
Thank God it's you, Jim. Can you get her?
First things first. What about that door on the porch?
Bruce sealed that off years ago. It's a fake door. It doesn't work.
So how'd she get up there?
I don't know. But look at that face. She's terrified. You have to get her.
And you're sure? There's no way in through that door.
It's a decorative door.
Never a dull moment. Mo, hit me with the paws of life.
Mo tosses Jim a can of tuna.
You got this.
Moments later, Mo holds a ladder as Jim climbs up to the second floor porch.
Ready?
Yep. Got me, Mo.
Oh, yeah.
All right, brother.
Betty Ann watches anxiously from her front lawn as Jim climbs higher.
I'm getting too old for this.
As Jim reaches the cat, Janelle walks into the house's front door.
Hi, kitty, kitty. Hi, hi.
Janelle opens kitty, the porch kitty. Door.
Go figure. The door works. It works.
Below, as Betty Ann can only shrug innocently, Janelle makes a face and Jim shakes his head. That evening, with the sun setting low in the sky, Jim stands at his kitchen counter, his head buried in a cookbook. His daughter Lizzie enters, jumping up onto a chair.
What you doing, Dad?
I'm just reading the cookbook that Gia gave me.
I thought you already knew about cooking.
Well, a master is always learning his craft. Knowledge is everything.
I still think Gia's gonna beat you in that contest. Her mac and cheese was really good.
I thought I was the mac and cheese king.
Not anymore.
Not anymore? You didn't like my mac and cheese? No? Well, you're gonna like your bed even better, because it's bedtime.
Lifting Lizzie by her arms, Jim carries her upstairs. Meanwhile, laying down in her bed, Gia looks up at the ceiling with a smile. Then, her expression becoming more somber, she reaches up to touch her husband's rings on her necklace. Gently taking the necklace off, she holds it in her hands for a moment, closing her eyes reverently. She then drops the necklace into a wood box sitting on her bedside table and lies looking upward with a serene smile. The sun rises on another day in Lakeside. As Gia stands stretching at the start line of the 10K run, Karen walks arm in arm with Mo, who limps along wearing his knee brace.
I've never been better.
Oh, well, look who we have here.
You ready? Did Coach do a good job training you?
I think so.
So, how are our numbers looking?
Yeah, good. Really good. We actually have a lot of donations from people that aren't even running.
Ooh. You looking for someone?
What? No.
Don't worry. You'll show.
Gia smiles.
Runners to your starting mark.
Go get him, honey.
This is it.
You got this. Yeah. We're rooting for you. Right here.
See you at the finish line. Ready?
On your mark. Get set. Go.
Several runners take off. A string of runners jog along the waterfront, then along paved streets. As Gia runs through a park, Jim appears and catches up to her.
Come on, Slowpoke.
Hey, who are you calling Slowpoke?
Sorry, I'm late.
Yeah, you are really late, but considering you've already caught up with me.
Yeah, I had a meeting.
Sounds important.
It was. Guess who you're looking at?
A really hot firefighter who's kicking my butt in the swamps.
Yes, but you're also looking at Maple Plain's brand new fire chief.
What?
No, stopping! It's a marathon! Let's
That's
go!
So exciting!
It is. Great. And I also learned that you set a date for our grill off and didn't tell me?
Okay, well, Karen signed me up, okay? I meant to tell you, but get ready to lose.
No, she didn't.
Oh, yes, she did. Grillmaster, right here.
Yeah.
Can't beat me!
The race continues. Men and women all run the course as supporters cheer from the sidelines, high-fiving participants. At the finish line, Gia doubles over to catch her breath. Jim appears, handing her a cup of water.
How do you feel?
Like I won't walk for 2 weeks, but exhilarated.
Hey, that means it was a good run.
I mean, look at all these people. We raised a lot of money.
Did.
Spotting Mo and Karen with the kids, Jim motions for them to come over.
There they are. Let's go and see how they did.
How'd you do?
Oh, first.
What?
Now I took a shortcut, but I still crossed the finish line. How did you do?
Top 10.
Wow.
Nice. What about me? Hey, you better start being nice to me. I'm just going to be your new boss.
What? Really?
Yeah, I took the job.
Congratulations, man.
They hug.
You deserve it.
Gia takes a call.
Hey.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah? Are you serious? That's amazing. Thank you.
Gia turns back to the group.
That was my office. They tallied the results from the race.
And?
We did it.
Karen hugs her daughter. Gia hugs Jim.
That's so great.
Being apart, Julia.
This is because of you.
No, Gia, look at these smiles. It's because of you.
Lizzie, we did it!
Yeah. Taking Lizzie into her arms, Gia lifts her and spins her around.
Oh, Chief Reed!
Gia, hi.
Hey! What are you doing here?
I was up seeing Don.
Oh. How'd it go?
He's given us the lot.
For the gym.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. Farewell gift to my crew.
How'd you convince him?
Well, I told him what he wanted to hear.
Support for his mayor candidacy?
Let's hope he makes a better mayor than I had at Parks and Rec. Are you going up?
I am. We got the park. Thanks to you guys.
That's fantastic. Well, go get him and I'll see you at the barbecue.
Sounds good.
Inside, bye. Don is on the phone.
Yes. Yeah, no, the papers are all signed. You can do what you want with it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all legally yours.
Gia enters.
Yeah, thank you for your support. Okay, bye.
Sorry to interrupt. I couldn't wait to find out what the next steps are when we start digging.
Gia, have a seat.
Okay. Is everything okay? I saw Chief Reed outside. I heard you got the firefighter support for your candidacy.
I did. It's huge. Gets me over the finish line.
Yes. Well, speaking of finish lines, my office told me that the funds raised from the Inclusion Playground race was what got us to 100K.
Well, it's not enough.
No, it is, because the firefighters, they donated to it. We raised more funds together.
You want the bad news or the worst news?
The bad news?
The bad news is the land for your park was assigned. Another group beat you to the finish line, no pun intended.
Another group? Who?
Well, that's irrelevant.
Not to me, it isn't. Let me go out on a limb here and guess. The Turwin family.
Yes.
And the worst?
Well, the worst news is that your firefighter, Jim Dunlop, the chief, well, when he made his donation to the city, he made me sign some legal papers, you know, guarantees and stuff. And when he learned that the park couldn't happen right away, he withdrew all his support. Took back all your so-called funding. I mean, he wasn't shy about what he wanted for them. Made me tie up everything real tight for them. It just goes to show you. You try and be nice to people, they bite you in the butt. People aren't what they seem. I'm sorry.
Yeah, me too.
Over at Jim's house.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Karen rolls out a playground plan.
No, it's a lot of turquoise.
It's a lot of turquoise.
Do you love it?
But I love it.
And these swings over here, they have extra seat belts on them.
Later, Jim approaches Gia's front door.
Gia!
He peers through the windows, then dashes around the house to the backyard. Holding Karen's plans, he finds Gia on her deck, sitting in one of two deck chairs, her head held up with one hand as she looks out at the lake.
There you are.
Here I am.
He sits in the other chair.
Okay, can you just hear me out a minute?
Hear you out. What do you want to say? You got your promotion, you got your gym. You tried to help me, but I got screwed. I know it wasn't by you, it was by my boss, but it stung. Knowing that you took back all the fundraising, funding that we raised together, as soon as you heard the inclusion playground was going to be delayed. That playground was important. It was important to Mo and Karen, to Julia. And it was important to me. It was closure. All that hard work for nothing.
I can see how that appears, okay? Look, what I've learned these past few weeks is that you never know what's holding you back and when to let go. Okay, like, you showed me that family and Lizzie are the most important things. And if a door opens for a better opportunity, I sure as heck better walk through it. Just like you did by moving here and unselfishly making everybody's lives better. Okay, that playground would...
There isn't gonna be a playground, Jim.
Okay. In theory, if I had 20 spaces in a parking lot, would that fit?
In theory, I suppose if there were enough handicapped spots. What is this?
Jim unfurls the plans.
I had Karen and one of our architects to change up the plans a bit. The gym is not as big as I'd hoped, but it's big enough. And there's plenty of room for the playground.
I don't understand.
Don signed it over to the fire department. We could do whatever we want.
Eyes full of tears, Gia plants a big kiss on Jim's lips.
Thank you.
I mean, I got more parking lots than you need. A big one in the back. It's kind of big. It can fit the playground.
Later in the courtyard behind the fire station, the barbecue for Chief Reed is underway. Folks sit at picnic tables enjoying food and drink. Manning four barbecues, Jim, Gia, Mo, and Janelle all compete in the barbecue cook-off. Holding a bowl of sauce, Jim stares at Gia's barbecue.
No way.
Old Betty is back in business.
Oh, look at you. Wow. Man, she's working.
Working? She's doing more than that. She's gonna bring Mama home a trophy.
Jim rolls his eyes.
What is that?
Eggplant.
On a barbecue?
Would seem so.
Ah, going old school over here. Classic burgers on my grill.
You've got to be kidding me, Mo. How the heck do you think you're gonna beat Jim with burgers?
They're veggie.
The heck is happening to you two? Turning my world upside down.
Think the world's turning upside down with that? Wait till you see Karen's color.
Stop right there. You're breaking my ears.
Janelle approaches Gia.
Thanks, though, Gia, for, you know, the gym we got and helping my brother out.
Mo's her brother?
Tease him like he is. And that kid over there, that cuter-than-ever extended family of mine, you just changed her life. She gets to play on a playground with her friends. And that little munchkin, well, you just made her a very happy little girl.
How so?
Happy parent makes a happy kid. It's a happy family.
Gia looks over at Jim.
No, it's perfect.
Showing off his grill to Mo.
Group hug. Group hug, come on. I said group hug. Bring it in.
This feels like a trap.
Yeah.
Coming together, they all give each other a warm hug.
Better go check on my meat.
She's got it next.
For what?
Finding a life partner. We're not doing that hugging thing again.
He reaches for Gia's grill.
Get away, you cheater. Go. Go.
The party continues as a band plays. Lizzie, carrying a bottle of lemonade, brings it over to Gia.
Thirsty? How did you know?
Gonna beat my dad?
I wish I could say I will, but I'm actually not that confident.
Hey, how's it going over there?
10 more minutes.
We'll see.
Jim flips his ribs.
The Labor Day barbecue contest has begun. Here I go.
Mo, burger.
Yeah?
Let's give it a try.
Chief Reed takes a bite.
Mmm. Are you trying something new, Mo?
Veggie.
Let's just say I'm glad I'm retiring. Janelle, partner, what do you got for me?
Good old ribs. The sauce is my secret.
Okay, here we go.
The chief bites a sample on a toothpick.
Very nice. Very, very nice. Mm-hmm. Gia, what do you got there?
Eggplant.
Eggplant. Mm-hmm. Looks like ribs, but it's not.
That's a big ribs.
Okay, here we go.
He tries it.
But does it taste like ribs?
Surprisingly good.
Right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And now, our defending champion, Jim.
You know it.
What do we got here?
Just some ribs. You know, I charcoaled it. You know what I'm saying? I put some special barbecue sauce for this special occasion. And it's moist.
Wow.
And it's not eggplant.
Always moist.
Well, you are the champ. Let's see what you got this year.
Chewing it, the chief nods approvingly, pointing at Jim.
Talk to me, chief. Mm.
This guy, I tell ya. Okay, all right. I've made my decisions. So, I think we have an unexpected finalist here, everyone. Third place goes to, let's give a round of applause to Janelle.
Janelle nods appreciatively.
Before we move on, I'd like to talk a little bit about Gia Summers, a woman who breezed into town and, well, championed a new inclusion playground. So first of all, I'd like to give you a round of applause for that.
Thank you.
But, unfortunately, it's second prize for you and not first. But well done. And now, the winner of the Labor Day Barbecue, the master contraster, the king of barbecue wing, the ribs that need the most bibs, the new chief, Jim Dunlap.
Lizzie and Julia cheer alongside Karen and others. The chief hangs medals around the winners' necks.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay.
Let's present you. Come with me, okay?
Karen approaches Gia with Lizzie and Julia.
Second place.
Not bad.
Not bad.
They hug.
Oh, I am so glad you moved to this neighborhood.
Me too.
Me too.
Gia crouches down to Lizzie.
I think yours was good. Don't tell my dad. It's complicated.
I promise.
They share Jim and Lizzie's special fist bump.
Come here, you.
Gia pulls Lizzie into her arms. Later, Gia and Jim wave as Karen and Mo drive away.
She was exhausted.
Like Mo was, too. That was nice they took Lizzie.
Well, you didn't hear Lizzie begging for a sleepover? If I didn't say yes, I would be hearing about it for a year. Sounds like the party's still going on.
Yeah, sounds like it.
So how about it? A dance?
Here?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, let's do it.
Gia puts her arms around Jim's broad shoulders. Closing her eyes, she sways to the music. Jim pulls Gia close, his arms around her hips. Gia, in turn, caresses Jim's back and buries her face in his chest. Jim looks up to the sky.
Look, a rainbow.
Did you know that rainbows actually are circles? That they just look like arches from the ground?
Said it before, and I'm gonna say it again. Is there anything you're not an expert at?
Well, clearly barbecue.
Right! You're not good at that. How do I keep forgetting?
I am so gonna beat you still.
Well, it seems like my daughter liked it, though.
No, she was just saying that.
I don't know. Kid doesn't really lie. Especially with someone she really likes. and someone her dad really likes to. This guy. Really,
you?
But yeah.
Oh, well, me too. I really like you too.
Can I do something I've always wanted to do?
What's that?
Kiss an absolutely beautiful woman in front of the fire hall as chief.
They share a soft kiss.
That was nice.
It was. Can we do it again?
Yeah.
Under the arch of the colorful rainbow, they continue to kiss passionately. Viewed from above, a fire truck rolls down the road. The end. Johnson Production Group presents Love on Fire. Cast: Gianna Summers, Tegan Moss, Jim Dunlap, Devin Alexander, Big Mo Wagner, Christopher Russell, Lizzie Dunlap, Adina Inslee, Karen Wagner, Loretta Walsh, Janelle Lemunson, Sarah Sir, Chief Greg Reed, John Cassini, Don Hamilton, Gary Chalk, Jean, Laura Soltis, Julia Wagner, Mirabelle Wolf, Betty Ann, Beverly Elliott, photographer, Luca Ciprian. Casting by, Louise Makowitz. Production designer, Jordan Ninkovich. Director of photography, Christian Lai. Edited by, Devin Taylor. Music by, Frederick Weedman. Supervising producer, Oliver DeCagney. Executive producer, Michael Vickerman. Executive producer, Timothy O. Johnson. Produced by, Naveed Sufi. Written by, T. Booker James. Directed by, Christy Will. Associate producer, Thomas Stanford. Production managers, Naveed Sufi, Garrett Van Dusen. Hairstylist, Kristen Char. Makeup, Justine Peterson. Costume designer, Jaden Devine. Location manager, Justin J. Nilawi. Production sound mixer, Ron P. Osiawi. Production coordinator, Jeff Demaray. Post-production supervisor, Leah Myers. Post-production coordinator, Tim Spence. Visual effects, Marcel Vanderwecken. Colorist, Sean Travers. Sound facilities provided by Maverick Post Group. Supervising sound editor, Gregor Phillips. Logos, UBCP DGC. With the participation of the Canadian Film or Video Production Tax Credit, logo, Canada. With the participation of the Province of British Columbia Film Incentive, BC. Copyright 2021 Barbecue Productions Incorporated. All rights reserved. Logo, Johnson Production Group.